You're listening to the Leadership Pod, episode 70, How to Share Your Ideas in Meetings, the 5-Step Framework. Welcome to the Leadership Pod, the go-to podcast for ambitious emerging leaders. I'm Cara Ronan. I'm a leadership coach and best-selling video course creator for Business Etiquette 101, Social Skills for Success, and the Assertive Communication Skills Masterclass. I created this podcast to help you build your brand, visibility, and influence so you can unlock your leadership potential. Enjoy this episode. So welcome back to the Leadership Pod. If you are a regular listener of this podcast, you probably would have noticed that I'm now doing monthly episodes. So this episode is going out on the 1st of December, and the following episode will go out on the 1st of January 2022, and following on from that, the 1st of every month. So I decided to just do monthly episodes at the moment for this podcast. I've had a lot going on, and that is all I can really keep up with at the moment. Now, for next year's episodes, so I'm talking about 2022 here. What I want to do is I want to know from you which episodes you would most like to see me create for this podcast. And I'm going to do this through a LinkedIn poll. So if you're familiar with this podcast, you'll know that I am a huge fan of LinkedIn. I use it all of the time. And I want to do a LinkedIn poll asking you for which episodes you want to see me create for 2022. And I'm going to give you about 3 or 4 choices in the LinkedIn poll. I'll pre-choose some topics based on what I think the audience you would most want to learn about. So I'll pre-choose some topics, and what I'll ask you to do is to contribute to the LinkedIn poll. So give me your vote in the LinkedIn poll, and that way I can plan the episodes for 2022. So you'll have some input on the topics that I talk about, because I really want to make this podcast helpful for you. I want to help you through your career journey. I want to help you build your brand, your presence, your leadership skill. I want to help you advance into leadership. So in order for me to do that, I need to create episodes that will be the most helpful for you. So if you want to participate in that poll, then it will be on LinkedIn. I will be releasing the poll early December. So this episode's going out the 1st of December. I'll release it sometime in the first 2 weeks of December. So make sure you're connected with me on LinkedIn so you can see that poll and get it in your feed, and then you can contribute your answer, your vote in that LinkedIn poll. Okay, well, with that said, I think we can now start this episode. So today we're talking all about meetings, and specifically how to share your ideas in meetings. I know this can be daunting for many people. Of course, there are some people who have no problem at all speaking up in meetings, but then there are other people who dread it. They don't know what to say. If they have something to say, they don't always know how to say it or the best way to frame what they want to say. And you might be able to relate to this. They might spend all of the meeting waiting for the right time to jump in with their idea, and then the meeting ends, and then you leave having said nothing at all. So if that sounds like you, then that is what we are going to address and tackle in this episode. You're going to learn an effective 5-step framework to help you contribute to your next meeting and share your winning idea. The main reason you want to contribute to meetings is to grow your visibility, right? As you probably know, especially if you're a regular on this podcast, helping you grow your visibility is one of my main focus areas. It's something I am really passionate about. I know a lot of people feel overlooked, feel ignored, or even rejected at work. So in order to help you tackle this and help you build your visibility to become a leader, I created a free download for you. I did this a couple of months back. It's called 21 Ideas on How to Become Known as a Go-To Expert. And I share a bunch of ways on how you can increase your visibility at work. And not all of those methods are really salesy or very self-promotional. And contributing to meetings is something that I do mention in this particular download. I do talk about it and share some other ideas that you may not have thought of. So if you want to know what those ideas are and get the rest of their ideas, then head over to executive-impressions.com/go-to-expert-series. So you'll find that on my website, executive-impressions.com. Well, with that said, let's get straight into today's content. And the first thing about speaking up in meetings, sharing your ideas in meetings that I want you to understand and to hear is that you were invited to that meeting for a reason. And I'm telling you this because a lot of the time you might feel that you have no place in the meeting, you have nothing to contribute to the meeting, that no one wants to hear your ideas, no one cares about what you have to say. It's amazing what we can convince ourselves with, right? That negative spiral of self-talk and self-doubt. And this really damages your confidence and it makes it harder for you to speak up and have any kind of impact in meetings. So I want you to go into this episode, before you learn the five steps, I want you to go into this episode knowing and understanding that you were invited to that meeting for a reason. So what I mean by this is your boss believes in you. Your coworkers believe in you. They want to know what you think. And it is your responsibility and it is your job to share your ideas with them in that meeting. So no more holding back. And I'm hoping that this kind of mindset shift will give you the confidence and the courage to now share your ideas, your fantastic ideas in meetings. The first step you need to do is to plan. So preparation is the key to being confident in any meeting. It's also the key to speaking with clarity. So sometimes you might experience your words are mumbled, your ideas don't come out clearly. And when that happens, you waste a good opportunity to become more visible and to become more recognized. If you want to have more impact in meetings, you need to be clear on the idea that you are presenting. You need to be clear on that idea. You need to prepare and plan beforehand what the idea is and also how you're going to communicate it. This is very simple planning that you can absolutely do leading up to the meeting. And to let you in on a secret here, these podcast episodes that you listen to, they are always planned. I don't script them word for word, but I have a list of bullet points and ideas that I want to talk about. So what I'm saying to you right now, this has been mapped out in my podcast notes. And this gives me direction, it gives me clarity, it prevents me from getting sidetracked, and it helps me to get the most valuable on-point information to you. When it comes to meetings, if you don't have a specific idea in mind that you want to talk about during the meeting, that's okay. Then there are some things you can do to kind of generate those ideas. So you can find out who is going to be at the meeting, find out the objective of the meeting or the purpose of the meeting. And these two things can give you some ideas on what you might want to share or what you might want to talk about during the meeting. So write a list of ideas that you want to talk about, a list of ideas that you want to raise during the meeting, and start planning what you want to talk about during that meeting. The second step is to break into the conversation. So this is the next obstacle that you need to overcome, especially when it comes to group conversations. Sometimes they can be chaotic. Sometimes there will be someone in the group who is a know-it-all or who is a conversation hog. And you might find it hard to break into the conversation and share your idea. This does prevent a lot of people, from my experience, in talking in meetings and sharing their ideas in meetings. But if you want to share your idea and gain visibility, then you absolutely need to find a way to break into the conversation, no matter how daunting and no matter how scary it is. Don't wait for the right time to break into the conversation, because honestly, there never is. A lot of people just sit in meetings waiting for the right time to jump into the conversation. And quite often that right time, it never comes, especially when there's so many people talking or wanting talking space at the same time. So you need to just take that space, own that space, like the other people in the room do. You need to take that space yourself and jump into that conversation with confidence. How you do this is you try to detect when people are finishing what they're going to say, and you start to use body language to indicate that you have something to say as well. And you can break into the conversation by saying one of these three things. I'm going to share three examples with you that you can say to break into the conversation. So the first one is, I want to say something about such and such topic. I have something I want to add here about such and such topic. Following on from what John was saying about such and such topic. So there are many ways that you can actually break into the conversation. And quite often what I find is this is what stops a lot of people. They don't know how to do that change in conversation. They don't know what the first thing is that they should say when they are starting to break into that conversation. So I'm hoping that these three examples I just shared with you will be really helpful for you to just get started, to kind of put your foot in that conversation. And then once you have that attention, once people are looking at you, it is much easier to then start talking about your idea. I do delve into group conversations and breaking into group conversations in my Assertive Communication Skills Masterclass. So if you want to check that course out, I will put a discount link in the show notes for you. So head over to executive-impressions.com, go to the blog section, and then look for the article that's titled How to Share Your Ideas in Meetings. And in that article, I have the embedded podcast episode, which you're listening to right now. And I also have a YouTube video because I've done a YouTube video on this particular topic as well. So you can watch that, you can listen to the podcast, or you can read the article as well. All right, step three is the bridge. And this is where you share facts, story, observation, or trends that have led you to your idea. And it's really where you start to share the why behind your idea, the why that leads people from the point where you break into the conversation to your actual idea. So it's the in-between here from where you break into the conversation to sharing your idea. And this is an important part of sharing your idea because it sets the stage for what you're going to say next. It gets people interested in what you have to say, and it leads people to your main point, to your main idea. Sometimes going from breaking into the conversation straight to your idea, it can be too abrupt. People might be confused as to where your idea is coming from, why you're talking about that. So you sometimes need to guide people or lead people toward your main idea, and you can do that by using the bridge. So as I mentioned, what you want to talk about here is one of four things: facts, story, observation, or trends. So I'm going to share an example with you building on the sentence example I used for you when we talked about breaking into the conversation. I'm going to gradually build on that as we go throughout this episode, as we go through each step. So when you break into the conversation, if you remember, you might say something like this: I have something I want to add here. And then I would continue with the bridge. And I'm going to use facts for this example, and this is what it would sound like. I have something I want to add here. An article I came across recently said that 54% of senior executives share work-related videos with their colleagues at least weekly. So this is just one example of how I can, or how you can, use facts to create the bridge from where you break into the conversation to when you share your idea. And I chose to share some statistics that I found in an article which comes under the umbrella of facts. You can also choose to share a story if you've had a personal experience or you know someone who's had a personal experience that can back up and provide the why as to why you're sharing your idea. You can also use observation or trends. Any of those things will work for the bridge. But remember, it's basically sharing your why that will lead people from you breaking into the conversation to your actual idea. Step number four is to share your idea. So this is where, once you have broken into the conversation, you've used the bridge, and this is where you share your idea. You've prepared the stage already for your idea by breaking into the conversation and by sharing your bridge. You've set everyone up, and they are waiting for you to share your fantastic idea. And hopefully they're very eager to hear what your idea is. The important thing to remember here is that you need to communicate your idea clearly. So don't mumble, and try not to forget your words. Try not to forget what your idea is, because if you do that, you're going to lose impact. You're going to lose talking space. People will interrupt you and you'll lose your moment. This is your time to share your idea. This is your time to speak up in that meeting. It's your talking space. Own it. And in order to do that, you need to share your idea clearly, simply, and confidently, because otherwise people can lose interest and the conversation can easily be taken away from you. So this is how I would share my idea when I'm at this part, this stage of the five-step series I'm talking about. I would say this: given this statistic, I think it would be beneficial for our company to start creating and producing helpful videos for our audience. I think it will help us to connect better with them, give them valuable content to keep them engaged with our brand. So this is my idea. My idea basically is I think the company should start to create helpful videos for the audience. And I think this will be helpful because it will help to connect better with the audience and give them the content that they want, give them the content that they need. So that's my basic idea. Now, putting it all together with the steps we've already talked about, this is what it would sound like. And as I go through this example, see if you can pick up when I am breaking into the conversation, when I am using the bridge, and when I am sharing my idea. So here we go. I have something I want to add here. An article I came across recently said that 54% of senior executives share work-related videos with their colleagues at least weekly. So given this statistic, I think it would be beneficial for our company to start creating and producing helpful videos for our audience. I think it will help us to connect with them better and give them valuable content to keep them engaged with our brand. So do you see how this sounds? Did you pick up when I was breaking into the conversation, when I was using the bridge, and when I was sharing the idea? So it's a good sequence for you to follow and to really jump into the conversation and start sharing your idea. It's clear, it's confident, and it's straight to the point. The part you didn't see with this example is the preparation part, and this is very important on sharing your idea in a clear way, communicating it in a clear way. So don't forget the preparation stage, which comes before all of this, because it helps you get clear on what your idea is, exactly what you want to say to people and how you want to communicate it. When you do that, it comes out clearly to other people. They can hear it easily. They listen and it grabs their attention as well. It doesn't come out muddled or confused, your idea. It's not weak. We are onto the fifth step now, the last step of this sequence, and that is to follow up. This is where you invite input from the other people in the room. And this is probably the most helpful and most powerful part of sharing any idea, seeing what other people think. When it comes to leadership especially, it's not about your idea. Your idea is not always necessarily the best idea. You might think it's a great idea, but there could be some downsides to it. And this is where you need to get the input of other people to identify those downsides and to really determine whether your idea is as great as what you think it is. When you get input from other people, they might give you information to build on your idea and make it stronger. They might add a helpful perspective to bring a slightly different angle to your idea. And they can question your idea. They can challenge it so that you can find the best solution. Because really, that's what leadership is about. It's not about your ego. It's not about you coming up with the best idea because it's your idea. You think it's the best. No, it's about the best idea overall, no matter whose idea it is. So don't be afraid of opening up conversation for feedback. It's not a reflection of your intelligence. Remember that you're in a team, you're in a company, you work together with other people, and it's the group effort, it's the group effect that gives the company strength. You need to tap into that to find the best ideas. People will often remember you, that you were the one who initiated the idea, and you can get credit for that in your reputation as well. Sometimes people might be worried about others stealing their idea, which does happen in some corporate environments, unfortunately. If people do take your idea and then they pretend it's their own, there are ways that you can remind people that it was your idea to begin with. And I did a really good YouTube video recently on how to stop a coworker taking credit for your work, because that's essentially what we're talking about here. It's a really good YouTube video, very helpful for you. So if you've ever experienced that, somebody taking credit for work that you've done, then jump over to my YouTube channel and take a look at that video. It is titled exactly how to stop a coworker taking credit for your work. And I'll also put it in the show notes for this episode so you can quickly jump to it. But let's not get sidetracked here. So how do you exactly follow up? How do you invite the input from other people in the room? Well, I'm going to share with you three things that you could say, and you can choose whichever example suits you and suits your personality the most. So the first example is, what are your thoughts on this? The second example is, what does everyone think about this? The third example is, where does everyone stand on this? So any of these examples would be helpful. Any of them would work in opening up a discussion and inviting other people to give you their thoughts and their ideas on what you have just said. Now, I want to put this all together, everything we have talked about in the five-step process, I want to put it all together so you know exactly what it would sound like in an actual meeting situation. I have something I want to add here. An article I came across recently said that 54% of senior executives share work-related videos with their colleagues at least weekly. Given this statistic, I think it would be beneficial for our company to start creating and producing helpful videos for our audience. I think it will help us to connect better with them and give them valuable content to keep them engaged with our brand. What does everyone think about this idea? So as I went through that example again, did you pick up where I was breaking into the conversation, where I was sharing the bridge, where I was sharing my idea, and where I was inviting people to give me their input? So this is the five-step structure that can be very effective when you want to share your ideas in meetings. And don't forget the planning stage, which happens at point number one before everything else that I have talked about. So there you have it. That is the five-step sequence to sharing your ideas in meetings. I hope it's been really helpful for you. And I hope in your next meeting, you will be able to start to use this idea or this five-step structure to share your ideas with confidence and with clarity in your meeting. If this was helpful for you, if this episode was helpful for you and you learned something new in this episode, then I would love to know about it. So please let me know via LinkedIn, if you're on LinkedIn, via email, via Instagram, or on YouTube as well. You can contact me through any of those methods. It would also be fantastic if you left a review of this podcast. If you really liked what you learned in this episode or any of the other episodes that I've shared, then definitely leave a review on whichever podcast platform you choose to listen to this podcast on. It definitely helps to let more people know about the podcast and help more emerging leaders overall. And by the way, if you missed me saying this in this episode, I do have a YouTube video about this exact topic, about sharing your ideas in meetings. So you might want to jump over to YouTube and check that video out to get some additional training and additional content on this particular topic. Okay, well, that wraps up today's episode. I will be back next month on January 1st for the beginning of 2022, sharing a new episode with you. And I will be doing that LinkedIn poll early December, mid-December on LinkedIn. So make sure you give me your ideas on what topics you want me to create the future podcast episodes on. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Have a fantastic week. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Leadership Pod. Thank you so much for listening. If you did find some useful tips in this episode, then please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to check out my YouTube channel where you'll find videos to help you advance as an emerging leader. And I would love to hear from you via social media. You can find me on LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. The links are on my website. Take care and thanks again for listening.